Chefs can turn raw materials, even those of dubious quality, into something edible, and more than likely something that's also a pleasure to eat. They're versatile. They can learn new tricks along the way and adjust their styles over time. They are, above all else, capable when it comes to food. That capability is what makes the difference, not the tools they use. The right tools in the wrong hands are less valuable than the wrong tools in the right hands. Capability is just as important when developing your philosophical framework. Not in exactly the same way. Very seldom are philosophical debates settled with a cook-off. But because capability allows for immense versatility and malleability, two traits that are vital if you're going to have a rugged, all-purpose, ever-evolving philosophy. I mentioned before that freedom is the focus of my time. If I'm going to be capable of adjusting my trajectory as time goes by, I'll need to have a core that is as flexible and resilient as that goal. Something adaptable that will allow me to learn new things and make decisions based on the best available information. If you're able to build such a structure, one that bends in the wind rather than stubbornly breaking, you can fill it with simple concepts that then become magnetic north for your moral compass. For me, act accordingly is a mantra of sorts. Doing so allows me to be in constant flux, but still strive for the best decision-making in a given situation.